in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Situation remain unchanged. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, flooded with light. Open our understanding that we may understand your word. Thank you, Father. Do mighty miracles in our midst. Multiply your signs and wonders in our midst. Do what only you can do. Do new things in our midst. Thank you, Father. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. For we have come for an unforgettable encounter with you, the God of miracles, signs and wonders. Let it become our portion. Let it become our experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. You might be seated. A word of exhortation. Praise God. Hallelujah. I welcome you to our May Miracle Healing and Impartation Service with a prophetic cutting edge. Praise God. I say praise God. You see, I encourage you to always come before God with specific, definite expectations. He says, surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. So, it is the expectation that you come with that God is going to meet. Am I communicating? In Acts chapter 3, verse 5, the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, he gave heed unto them, verse 5, expecting to receive something of them. Am I communicating? Expectation is the mother of manifestation. What you don't expect will not manifest in your life. The miracle you don't expect will not just happen automatically. Am I communicating? So my question for you is that, what are your expectations? What exactly are the things that you want God to do for you? This is a miracle service. Have you clearly defined them? If you have not, you have time to start. If it means writing them, write them. Let it be definite. Because listen, when the power of God comes, it will materialize your desires, the desires of your heart. It will meet your expectation. But if there is no expectation, there is nothing for the anointing to do. There is no assignment for the power of God, for the anointing, when you don't have any expectation. Am I communicating? A lot of us, we are in Nigeria that there is no stable power. A lot of us have enough wisdom. The moment NEPA brings light, especially when you know they will soon take the light, there is no guarantee the light will last. The moment light comes, we will start, before you know, you are ironing your clothes. Before you know, you are charging your phone. Before you know, you are using the electric cooker to cook your beans or rice. Am I communicating? What are you doing? You are maximizing the what? Electric power supply, right? Because you know that this thing will not always be like this. Are you getting me? Let's say you've been in darkness. Then for days there has been no light. Maybe something went bad with the transformer in your area, and then suddenly they bring light now. You want to make maximum use of it, depending on your expectation. Are you getting me? It's the same principle. When the anointing is in manifestation, start receiving. Are you getting me? Start taking advantage of it. Place a demand on the power. You've got to place a demand on the anointing, or else it will not benefit you. You place a demand on it. In fact, am I communicating? It's very important. In Luke chapter 5 verse 17, Jesus was teaching. Look at this. It came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them, in plural. That means there were more than one sick person in that meeting. Them is in plural. It didn't say the power of God was present to heal him or heal her. It will have been one person. But he said them. Are you getting me? Jesus was saying, just as I'm teaching right now, the power of God is present. Some people's miracle will start now. Are you getting me? Some of you are already getting healed. You're already receiving. Some are still in the process. Some are yet to receive. But listen, hear the principle there. As Jesus was teaching the word of God, and you know the word of God is the transmitter of the power of God. Are you getting me? Pastor Nenku read Romans 1:16. He said, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of. So the gospel is the power. He sent forth his word healed them. Why? Because the word carries power, healing power, and delivered them. He carried deliverance virtue, healing virtue. Are you getting me? So as Jesus was teaching, the Bible says something else was present. What was it? The power of the Lord was present to heal them. To heal what? Them. But if you read down next verse, only one person, one sick man, placed a demand on that power. The man that was paralyzed, the paralytic man carried by his four friends, am I communicating? The one that tried to enter through the normal door, but the Bible said that there was so much crowd, there was a large press, they couldn't enter for the meeting inside Jesus's house through the normal door. Because they were determined to receive their healing, because their faith was red hot, they came with an expectation which must be met. Are you getting me? A kind of stubborn faith. I call it stubborn faith. Are you getting me? Instead of them to go back, you know what they did? The Bible says they broke the roof of the house. And then they let down the man. Jesus was teaching, and then he saw, just imagine me teaching, and then I see somebody. Jesus was hearing the sound, boom, boom, he continued teaching. Until they broke the roof, they let him down. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, how did Jesus see their faith? Through their actions. Because faith without corresponding action is dead. Are you getting me? When he saw their faith proved by their action of breaking the roof to bring that man to Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus said, man, thy sins is forgiven thee. And then the religious people started murmuring, who is this man to forgive sin? And then Jesus looked at him. He said, I say to you, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the man latched on that instruction in obedience, and he took up his bed and walked. And move down, just follow me. I've given the stone to verse what? When the man got healed. But that ye may know, immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay, and he departed to his own house, glorifying God. Next verse. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Now, I want you to see something from this story. Though the Bible said the power of God was present to heal them, that's all the sick people in that service, in that meeting, in Jesus' house. Huh? It was only one person that was recorded healed. Why? Because only that lame man, carried by his friends, placed a demand on the healing anointing. Is it making sense now to you? So I said that to say this. You must learn to place specific demand on the power of God when it is in manifestation for it to profit you, or else you will go back the same way you came. That will not be your portion. Are you getting me? When the power of God is in manifestation, that's not what that's not where you should be doing sightseeing, or else you will go back that same way. Did you come here for tourism? Did you come here to look at your neighbor? You need to place. Don't you have your own issues? Plunge into that pool of power. Place a demand on the power of God. If you are believing, for instance, if you are believing God for admission, or you are believing God for a miracle job, or you are believing God for a miracle car, or you are believing God for a bodily healing, or you are believing God for a scholarship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because there are people that will receive their scholarship today. It was one of the things the Lord told me when I was preparing for the service. Now listen, depending on what you are believing God for, place a demand in faith. Say, I receive, I plunge into this power, connect with your faith and collect your miracle. It's as simple as that. Anytime there is marriage between faith and power, there is usually a manifestation of a miracle. The equation is very simple. Power or the anointing plus faith, your faith connection equals miraculous manifestation. It's as simple as that. Are you getting this? The power of the Lord is present to heal them. It's not enough for you to be healed. For you to be healed, you must place a demand on that power with your faith. You connect to it. Now, there is light in this socket. Look at these people charging phone here. Imagine if they did not on that socket. Are you getting me? If you put off the socket with this phone charge, no. But when you turn on the switch, what will happen? Light will start flowing. It will start charging the phone. Now, that switch is like your faith. It is with the switch of faith that you switch the power of God into manifestation in your life. You appropriate the power with your faith. Let me tell you no more. Keep the switch of faith on, because it's what controls the flow of the power to you. Are you aware that there can be electricity in this room, but if media, please help me put off all the lights. Put off all the lights. Just off it, off. Can you see? Imagine if this was night, this whole place would be dark, right? Now this whole place is dark. Is it because there is no electricity flowing in the current? Sorry, flowing in the wires. Why is this place dark? Because they have not switched on what? The light from the socket, right? Now switch it on. This is what faith does to you. This is how faith connects you to the healing power of God, to the miracle working power of God. Are you getting me? You see how the light comes on. So you can now appropriate the light for your use by making that faith connection. It's a similar principle. I'm showing you how to receive. You know, because this is very important. Because most of the times you will see the power of God in manifestation, but people don't know how to receive. So we just be staring like Lukman. Luku. You know how Yoruba call Luku. You understand? Instead of them to plunge into that pool of power and they have problems they've been praying to God for. Now, the anointing has come. Ah, yeah. That even brings me to my message. The anointing is the answer. I said the anointing is the answer. That is the title of my message today. The anointing is what? The answer. Listen, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is God's almighty answer to all the problems plaguing humanity. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I never even read Bible. Just follow me. Give me Luke chapter 1 verse 34. Luke chapter 1 verse 34. You remember when Mary came and told, when angel Gabriel came and gave the good news to Mary that she will give birth to Jesus. She will conceive without the help of a man, without the input of a man's semen. She will conceive supernaturally. You know, Mary was surprised. She said, how shall this thing be, seeing that I know not a man? Because they've not had sex. She's not having sex with Joseph. Though Joseph was engaged, espoused to her. Am I communicating? And by the way, some people say, why are you having sex with your boyfriend? He say he's going to marry me. He has promised. He has even put ring. He has engaged me. Question, are you married yet? Let me tell you, neighbor, don't practice sex until you are married. You know, in the Jewish culture, they marry as virgins. It's a thing of shame for somebody to go and have sex before marriage. Look at it. She said, how shall this thing be? She was espoused or engaged to Joseph, a fiancé. He says, how shall these things be, seeing I know not a man? And look at the answer the angel of the Lord gave him, angel Gabriel. The angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. 36. He says, and lo, behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Somebody's name is changing tonight. Every negative name they have called you, whether barren or poor or sick, are you getting me? Or whatever. Whatever negative name people have called you, God is changing, is erasing it, is giving you a new name. He said, for with God nothing shall be impossible. A translation said, no word of God shall be void of power. A man of God said, what God cannot do does not exist. Praise God. I think that's Pastor Jerry Easy. Now listen. Go back to that verse 35. I'm interested in 35. Look at the almighty formula angel Gabriel gave Mary, how she will conceive supernaturally. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. Somebody say, the power of the highest. This is how your miracle will come about today. Look at the formula. He said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. And the Holy Ghost is the source of the power, is a power carrier, is a power bringer, is a custodian of all of God's power. And then when it come upon you, the power of the highest shall what? Overshadow you. And then the impossible shall be made possible. You know, today there are some assisted reproductive technology, you know, IVF, in vitro fertilization, intracytoplasmic gamete transfer, all those things to help women conceive. Are you getting me? But look at this one. This one is what I call spiritual supernatural insemination. Supernatural what? Insemination. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Kai, the power of the highest shall overshadow you, and the impossible shall be made possible. Because how can you get pregnant without a man? Impossible, right? Naturally speaking, impossible. But he says the Holy Ghost is a specialist at doing the impossible. As have experts told you that your case is impossible, in case they have told you that your sickness is incurable, whether it is HIV or cancer or whatever, or your situation is impossible, is irreversible. Listen, the power of God can reverse the irreversible. Was Lazarus not dead for 4 days? Tell me. Was he not dead for 4 days? Was he not stinking? Now, naturally speaking, humanly speaking, is that possible to bring back Lazarus back to life? Maggot was already coming out of his body. He had decayed. The putrefaction processes have set in. But when Jesus came, he said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. And with a loud voice, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, check back to life and came out. Am I communicating? No matter your case tonight, listen, your problem is not greater than the power of God. I don't know how to say it all. Should I say it in tongues? Please, let me tell your neighbor in your native dialect that your problem is not bigger than the power of God. Your mountain, now tell your neighbor in other tongues that the mountains that is standing before you is not bigger than the power of God. Jeremiah said, thou hast made the earth by thy outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. Are you getting me? The same power that created the universe and all the galaxies and all the Milky Ways and all the planets, that they are even discovering new planets, they are still discovering more galaxies. Are you getting this? That same power is here to solve your problem. Stop magnifying your problem. You see, most of the time, do you know the principle of a magnifying glass? Is focus. Most of the times, Satan wants you to focus on your problem. Focus on that pain. Focus on that sickness. Focus, are you getting me? On your issues. No job. No children's school fees. No money. Satan wants you to focus on those things. But I beg you in the name of God, shift your focus from your problem to Jesus. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, he is the author and finisher of our faith. Why will you focus on Jesus? Because he is your solution. Focusing on the problem will not solve the problem. Focusing on Jesus is the solution. Focus on the power of God. Let your faith be in the anointing. When the problem wants to terrorize you, look at the problem and tell him that you are not bigger than the power of God. That's it. And tell the problem again that the power of God will swallow you up today. Because you need to set the date for your miracle. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I may but touch the hem of your garment, I shall be made whole. She was not guessing. She was very sure. Faith is confident assurance. When you are in faith, you are sure. When you are in faith, you are certain of the outcome. It's not Nanjabet. It's not, are you getting me? It's not experimenting. No. If I may but touch, I shall. With her faith, she set the date for a miracle. For 12 long years, she had suffered. And then she heard that Jesus was passing by. And she heard that Jesus was anointed to heal the sick. And then she knew her solution has come. She knew that the power of the Lord was present to heal her. Others were just following Jesus like zombies, as if they didn't have any problem. She said, since you now get problem, shift. She pressed and then she touched. And then the fountain of her blood was stanched and the healing virtue flowed into her. She felt in her body that she was healed. Jesus turned and said, who touched me? Out of this crowd touching you, said Peter. Jesus said, there is a different touch here because I felt power left me. It is the touch of faith that pulls virtue. Am I communicating? As these words are coming to you, mix them with faith. Open your heart, plunge into this pool of power and collect your miracle. Are you getting me? The Holy Ghost, I say the anointing is the answer. What is the problem you came here with? Is it health problem? Is it problem with your finances? Is it problem with your marriage, your family? Is it problem with your career, your job, your business? No customers? Your children are giving you headache? The doctors have given you a diagnosis that is scaring you to death? Am I communicating? I have come with good news. I'm anointed to announce to you that the anointing is the answer. I said the anointing is the answer. Is the answer to all your problems. Listen to this. Give me Luke 4 verse 19. The anointing is God's answer or solution to all of humanity's needs. The way God meets the needs of everybody is through the anointing. It's God's ability. It's God's universal panacea. It's God's solution and answer to all of humanity's needs. All the problems plaguing humanity, all the troubles, all the challenges of life, the anointing is the answer. The anointing is God's multi-purpose universal solution to all of life's issues. Are you getting me? As a student, you read, you forget. The anointing is the answer. It will reset your brain. I say it will reset your brain. The anointing can increase your CGP. Your CGP is low, no problem. The anointing will power it up. Katiko balataya. Mendi kaprandes kotekida kapaliko freketina. I say the anointing is the answer. They say you have cancer. The anointing will fry cancer. I say the anointing is the solution, is the answer that you need. The anointing will melt that tumor. It will melt the breast tumor. It will melt the tumor in your abdomen, any part of your body. The anointing will fry hepatitis B, hepatitis C. I say the anointing is the answer. Are you oppressed? Are you oppressed? Every form of satanic oppression and captivity, the anointing is what? The answer. And if you are oppressed, you came here oppressed, I'm telling you, the power of God is bringing you out, is bringing you out, is bringing you out, is bringing you out. You are coming out by a mighty hand. In the name of Jesus. Jesus quoting the prophecy of Isaiah concerning him in Isaiah 61. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You see, the anointed gospel is the solution to the poor, to the poverty problem. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. The anointing is the answer. Am I communicating? To the brokenhearted, it will give healing, it will bring healing. You see, if you came here sick in your body, or came here sick in your mind, or in your emotion, because there are people that the kind of healing they need is not bodily healing, they need emotional healing, they need psychological healing, they need mental healing. Are you getting me? They've been hurt before. They are suffering from emotional trauma. They maybe from broken relationships. Somebody broke your heart, or somebody did something to you and the thing hurt you, and you are still living with that emotional pain, emotional hurt, emotional trauma. I'm telling you, the power of God will mend your broken heart. It will heal your broken heart. That power will heal your body tonight. He says to supply the solution of healing to the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. If you are a captive talked about captivity. The power of God is what liberates and sets the captives free. Can you shout amen? What brought Paul and Silas out of the Philippian prison? Was it not the power of God? The Bible says, Acts 16:25, at midnight they prayed and then they sang. They prayed and then they sang, and then the power of God came. The presence of God descended, and the presence comes with the power in the prison. And of course, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You can't be bound. So every man's band were loosed. Kaliko Bagadia. Give me that Acts 16:25. And every door was open. So you cannot be bound when the power of God is there. Leto Kopotisi Balatiza. All those nightmares. I'm talking to somebody now. All those bad dreams you have suffered, they oppress you in your dream, nightmares, you are even afraid of sleeping because it is becoming too much. Demonic oppression in your dream, it ends tonight. The power of God is putting a permanent end to those bad dreams. No more oppression in your dreams. All those that are incense against you shall be as nothing. All those that strive with you shall perish. They shall surely gather, but not by me. Whosoever is gathered against you, they shall fall for your sake. Verse 26. The power of God brings deliverance from bondage and captivity. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately all the doors, somebody say immediately. All the doors, all the doors, all the doors were open. The power of God will open impossible doors for you. The doors that have been shut against you, as you connect with this anointing, those doors, they are opening for you. Doors are opening for you. Peter and Tita, they are opening. Doors is opening. God is opening doors for somebody in high places. In places of prominence, I see God opening doors for somebody. Quarters that matters, God is opening doors for you. Your financial doors and gates are opening very wide in this season, that men may bring to you continuous flow of financial favor in the name of Jesus. Doors of employment, miracle job are opening. Doors of opportunity are opening supernaturally. Marital doors are opening. The forces fighting your marital destiny, they bow by this power. You are stepping into your marital destiny. You will marry well. I bind the fear of marital failure in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will not scatter. You will not fail in your marital destiny in the name of Jesus. Doors of favor are opening for you. Go back to Acts 4:19. The anointing is the answer. Is the answer to bondage and captivity. I used to be oppressed before. I've suffered demonic oppression before, so I know what it means to be oppressed. That's why I get angry when I see cases of demonic oppression. Back then in the barracks, I will sleep as a young man. I don't know whether primary or secondary school. Demons will come and press my neck. Witches will. I can't even shout Jesus. You know that kind of oppression? Your head will just feel heavy. You can't read. The Jesus is not coming out. Are you getting me? Hey! Psalm 66 verse 3. He says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works, for through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves, shall thy enemies surrender themselves, shall thy enemies battle for you. It takes power to compel the enemy to submit. Satan only on
understand the language of spiritual power. See, it's good to go to school, education is good, degrees are good, but listen, demons do have zero respect for those things. So I've seen professors that are heavily oppressed. Some of my professors of surgery and medicine in medical school, they died of the same sickness they were treating patients, because demons don't respect anything except fire power. It is an error to be normal in this wicked world. It takes power to walk in dominion. He says, roll down in the midst of thy enemy. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Roll down. You need the rod of power to rule. You need the scepter of authority to rule. To rubbish the nose of the devil and those demons sent to afflict you. They are families that are heavily oppressed. But hear my voice. By the power that raised Jesus from the dead, you and your family, you are coming out of every captivity. You are coming out of every oppression. Listen, by the rod of power and scepter of authority, I deliver your family from every harassment of the enemy. Enough is enough. That you tolerate will remain. If you condone it, Satan will permanently establish you in it. It takes holy anger. You must react violently against the works of darkness around your life. There are families that nobody is well. Firstborn is sick. Secondborn is broke. You need to react violently. You need to arise. Oh, I'm telling you, you need to arise with anger and fire power and say, Satan, thus far you have gone. No more shall you go. Surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Let me be coming down. Balatizo barakataya. I said the anointing is the answer. Bale koto vrata. Enough of demonic harassment. You sleep, so spirit husband will come and harass you sexually. You sleep, spirit wife, mami water spirit, they will come and harass you sexually. You need to return with fire in your eyes. Agamba teke breketeya. Just like Jesus, the Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and Akabate, he took over. I prophesy, you are returning from this mountain with fresh fire power. You are returning with fresh fire power. You are going back to oppress your oppressors. You will begin to chase them. I say you will begin to oppress them. You will begin to harass them. In the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Luke 4:19. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind his broken. Listen, Saul, the son of Kish, was looking for his father's missing donkey. The moment the anointing landed on his head, they told him that your father's missing assets are found. Because the anointing provokes supernatural restoration. It doesn't matter what you have lost, folks. Lost monies, lost opportunities, lost jobs, lost agapos and tilakapa, lost relationships, lost time. The anointing you. The power of the Holy Ghost is picking up your life. Every yoke of delay, every yoke of satanic delay, bring that person for me. And call the kid under the anointing. As I speak, angels are walking. As I speak, things are happening. Things are shifting. Your life is changing. He said, I shall restore the years, the cankerworm beating, the caterpillar. I prophesy, receive an impartation of the anointing for supernatural speed. Supernatural speed and acceleration. There are three people under the sound of my voice that the anointing for speed is coming upon. You begin to jump. You begin to run. Where are they? In the name of the Jesus. Take it, take it, take it. Bring that for me. The yoke of demonic delays and satanic stagnation, they are broken. Bring them for me. The anointing for speed, the speed of Jehovah, is resting upon your feet. No more delays. Shalabakose Beledia, Manda Balakuse Pilakapa. You begin to run and you not be weary. You begin to fly. I see people flying. I see people flying. The speed of Jehovah is resting upon you. You will fly above barriers, above limitations. Echo Balisa Palatine. Power to fly is coming upon you. Power to fly. The anointing to fly. To soar on the wings of the Spirit. Somebody here, you dreamt, you saw yourself flying. Who is that person? The power to fly, the anointing for supernatural speed. Who is that person? You dreamt and you saw yourself flying. Come, very fast. Shabba balakude kepeletia. It says, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lead up and something came out. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, receive power to fly. The anointing for supernatural speed. Take it. Take it. The anointing for supernatural speed and acceleration is coming upon you. No more delays. The Lord said, you have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Your time to move forward has come. Your time for speedy advancement has come. Your time for divine acceleration has come. The anointing, which is the answer you have been waiting for, has come. Shaka bala kondo pekete ya. Man toko pesida. Radiko barakatai. Jele prendo se filatia. I see three families that an anointing is coming upon for supernatural progress, supernatural prosperity and progress. The enemy has delayed you. The enemy has kept your family bound. Three families, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing locate them. Holy Ghost, Shalabakuse Bilapatai, in the name of Jesus, help them. Palapai, Shulapatai, power for progress, supernatural speed and acceleration. Rateke Balakataya, where every chain is broken, every barrier is broken, limitations are lifted. I push you forward prophetically. Maleke Balakatai, Rakabateke Prekete, by the fire of the Holy Ghost. This is deliverance by fire. You are coming. and turning around the captivity of families. Maleko Bakataya, Rondeke Balataya, Sheleke Prekete. He said it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Every chain is being destroyed. Generational curses break, break, break. Spells are breaking. So Bakema like I said it. You are making notable progress. Your hour of promotion has come. Ready for the healer. I see lifting power. The power of God will come upon somebody. I see you jumping because God is lifting you up to a new level. God is changing your level. God is changing your story. Help them. Shele for the Kira. Akapakadia. Lifting power is resting on you. A tangible anointing for promotion. Ekapakasidi kibalatai. Take it now. Take it now. Lifting power. You are changing levels. You are entering new realms. New dimensions, new level of victory. Palakos the Pilatatai. Somebody to my right. Somebody on my right. Take it now. Rakapakataya. Shelebo Sete. Rendo Boko Sabataya. Ratakabalakataya. Mando Bolekedia. You have been praying, you have been fasting, but your answer has come. The anointing, the power of God has come to meet your needs, to swallow up your problems, to crush your mountains. He said, this is the word of the Lord. Unto Zerubbabel, not by human might, not by human power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Mountains are melting. Shakalaba kosekete. Rateke brekete. Rokopoto. I'm seeing, listen. There are at least 7 people that the healing anointing is coming upon their hands tangibly. The healing anointing, can you stretch out your hands? There are 7 people that healing fire is coming upon them. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the healing power of God from the front to the right. Take it now. Take it now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Help them. Healing unction. Healing fire. The healing anointing. Take it now. You will heal the sick. You will cast out devils. You will walk in the supernatural. You are being clothed with the anointing for supernatural healing. Signs and wonders. The mantle of the miraculous is coming upon them. They are being clothed with garment of fire. Garment of fire. I see people being clothed. Help them. Palatakedo balatea. Garment of fire. Supernatural mantle of fire is resting upon them. Rateke boseketia. You will walk in the supernatural. They are the mantle to raise the dead. I'm seeing 3 people. The anointing to raise the dead. The mantle to raise the dead is resting upon 3 people. Take it now. Kapaleto balatai. Through your hands, God will wrought wonders. Your hands are healing hands. Your hands are miracle working hands. Somebody here, you are sick, you came sick. Jesus is not only going to heal you, he will make you a healing minister. He will release the healing anointing. He will use you to heal others. Jose Balatai. Ratekeba. Ratatai. Eko Bakatia. Ronde Baratai. Epreskete. Epreskete. There are about 13 people that the prophetic mantle of fire, the prophetic anointing, your eyes will begin to burn. Ayakabadea. I see an impartation of the prophetic fire. 13 of them. 1, 2, 3. Take it now. Take the mantle. Take the prophetic. Your eyes are open. The fire upon your eyes. Fire upon your ears. I command your eyes to open. Let them get back. The mantle. The prophetic mantle is resting upon them, 13 of them. Shadaba, Ezekeli, take, Mandekepo, take it now, take it now. Ataba, Lepobo, Zetia, Randakaba, the prophetic mantle of fire, take, Shadakaba, take. The prophetic mantle of fire, take it now. Take Shataka Balakata. Irodeke Balaya is upon you. Take Rata Baleko Brekete. Take it now. Yeah.
villa of fire. Don't be a spectator. Jump into the pool of fire. Jump into this pool of power. Connect in faith. Let the power, the anointing meet your needs. Raise up the villa of fire. I release miracle jobs. I release miracle cars. I release miracle cars. I see at least seven people that the Lord is releasing miracle cars. Miracle cars. Shatafa teke balatai. Ronde ke balatai. Plunge into this pool of power. I release your scholarships. For those believing God for a scholarship, the Lord said I should release them in this service. Lift up your hands if you are believing God for a scholarship. Take your scholarship. Receive it by favor. Shelebo Kosebi. Rande Geba. I release your visas. I release your international passport. I release your visas. I release your contract. Manda Bala Kose Bila Tatai. Akabasko Potema. Abraka Sida Kapalatai. Reto Kose Sekete. Shele Mando Bokosa. Mandaba. Shakabadea. Zepila Tata. I'm seeing someone. Before now you've been harassed by serpentine spirits. You see snakes in your dream. Who is that? You see snakes. If you are not ready, rush forward. You see snakes in your dream. That serpentine spirit is living your life forever. You see snakes in your spirit. You are harassed by snakes. That snake is frying by fire. The fire of God is frying those serpents. Those serpentine spirits, they are leaving you forever. It is deliverance by fire. Shaka Bataya. Rondeke Balataya. Ebreketaya. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power. So trample upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means touch you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I curse that serpentine spirit. Be free now. Be free now. Be free. Be free now. I set you free. No more harassment by that devil from the pit of hell. That devil of darkness. You come. Shakeluba. I see the hand of the Lord is upon your life. Stand here. I see a fire that will erupt from your spirit. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let the fire flow. Eba shakelo bakasi. Reseke poteke brekete. Eloko brendeke palatai. Shelia, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I see five people that the angel of the Lord is giving them the rod of power and scepter of authority. The rod of power and scepter of authority. Stretch your hand like this. The angel of the Lord will drop it on five people. And from today, you begin to walk in power. From today, your words will carry fire power. And the rod of power. Scepter of authority. Holy Ghost, where are they? I spread forth my hands. The rod of power. Take it now. Shaka Batei. Ronde Keba. The rod of power is resting upon you now. Shelegegegegegede. Manda Pore Fidi. Ifretila. Akapakadia. Take it. Ronde Keba Latia. I see the revivalist fire clothing somebody. The mantle of the revivalist clothing somebody. The revival fire mantle clothing somebody. Sheli kotekiraya ekefeketiki brakata heaven esula pataya. The mantle of revival fire. The revival fire angel is touching them right now. Is touching them right now. The mantle of the revivalist. You will set cities on fire. You will set territories on fire. You will set nations on fire. Revival fire will burn anywhere you go. You will set your schools on fire. You will set your place of work. Fabula, please help us. Eka Pate, let over Latiza. Shaka Pake Toko Pote, Randa Bala Kofetetia, Roto Boko Sopetete, Mande Peletiza, Manda Baladia. You will set schools on fire. Ronde Gebalada. Somebody, your marital destiny is being harassed and delayed and frustrated by marine spirits. Hear me! I stand in this mountain of fire and I speak to every marine spirit that is militating against the marital destiny of God's children. In the name of Jesus, let your influence be broken by fire. In the name of Jesus, I break the influence of marine spirits. I break the influence of water spirits. I speak to the marine world. Lose your grip over God's children. Shabala Koso Pretete. Mande Puresi de Kida Kapalati. Shabala Teke Bokosata. You will marry well. Read that lady for me. You will marry well. No more harassment. Shagadaba. The powers of the marine world is broken. 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 You are free. Elevo Koseleva. Shalabaka Seporakata. Mande Brekete. Every yoke of sinful addiction. Every yoke of addiction to any sinful habit. Be it smoking. You are trying to stop, you cannot stop. Be it drinking alcohol. Be it smoking all manner of things. Be it hard drugs. In the name of Jesus. Be it sexual immorality. Be it masturbation, pornography. Listen. Every yoke of addiction to any sexual activity. To any sinful activity. Be it hard drugs. Smoking, drinking. Woman sleeping around, sexual immorality, lust, masturbation, pornography. In the name of Jesus, lesbianism, I command those yokes break. Let it break. I kill the appetite. Alata kabaya. Monte tole sepete. Malakuse vila baladia. Your life is changing. You are stepping into your new level. Mando for whatever my father has not planted in your life, let them be broken. Now I want you to lift up your voice. He said, my horn shall thou exalt. Psalm 92, verse serpent, like the horn of the unicorn, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I want you to cry out, say, Father, release upon me. Listen, every miracle service is opportunity to receive fresh oil that will shift you to another plane, another level, another anointing. With a hungry heart, with a desperate desire, say, Father, release upon me a fresh oil that will come with fresh ease, that will make the impossible possible, that will shield our bakata, that will change my story. Can you lift up your voice? Fresh oil, cry out for fresh oil. Malebo Kosaka, are you serious? Are you praying? My own shall now exalt. With fresh oil, Lord, release upon me fresh oil. Alabaka bakata bakata, let it get alive. Fresh oil. Shalaba koso kote keba. Fresh oil. My head, now I exalted like the horn of the unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil.
Please, this young man will not be able to handle it. Praise God.
Praise God. I want you to run there and come back. Run there and come back. Come on, rejoice, celebrate Jesus. I want you to run and come back. You are free in Jesus' name. It is permanent. Celebrate Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He said, since from secondary school, is a demonic affliction that just came, the leg is dancing. Yes. I want you to continue to pray. Over you, your miracle has come. Start checking yourself. Start doing what you could not do before. Am I communicating? And make sure you share your testimony. Meet our pastors, Pastor Nenko, Pastor Mafeng. Make sure, don't leave without sharing. One of the keys to retaining your miracle is sharing it. If you had an encounter, it's also a miracle. If you had an encounter, maybe visionary encounter, divine visitation, you understand? Please let us know. Let's hear what God showed you. Let's hear what you encountered from God. Let's hear your testimony. There are so many. Today is like an avalanche of testimony indeed. Don't leave without sharing the word. Oh, yield totally, completely. Let it go. Jesus. If I've prayed for you, check yourself. Listen, let me explain something very important. Some of you will see immediate changes, as in your healing being manifested immediately in form of the symptoms. Either it has disappeared totally or is disappearing. Am I communicating? Showing signs that it is going, it is reducing, or it is gone totally. Then there are some of you that your own healing may not manifest immediately now, but it does not mean you are not healed. Now, don't listen to the devil telling you that nothing has happened. Listen, if you have connected in faith and I have prayed for you, either spoken words over you or laid hands on you, you have received your healing. Whether it is manifested immediately or not, you have received. There are those that their own will manifest within this week. There are those that it will manifest within this month. Healing always comes whenever there is marriage between faith and the anointing. However, the manifestation can be immediate or it can be gradual. Am I communicating? So, in case you are not seeing your own manifestation now, don't listen to the voice of the devil telling you nothing happened. It's a lie. Keep declaring that hands have been laid on me. Prayers, prophetic words have been spoken over me, and I have received my miracle. And it has no choice than to manifest. When you wake up tomorrow, continue that way. You wake up next, keep talking like that. Keep the switch of faith on. Your healing has no choice than to manifest. There are some of you that need to go and do medical tests. You need to go and do medical tests. Am I communicating? So you need to go and check your sugar level, check your blood pressure, repeat the HIV test, repeat hepatitis, all those things, cancer tests. You will see that God has touched you and it is permanent. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands. Can you go ahead and begin to talk to God? There are some people's businesses that will explode in this new season. God told me that clearly. Clearly, this month though, is your month of financial explosion. I'm telling you, the anointing for wealth, power to get wealth, that thing is resting upon you like never before. Like never before. Your business will blossom and thrive. Your business is growing like wildfire. Customers are coming from everywhere, within and outside just. Customers are patronizing you. Clients are calling. They are calling you from within and outside Nigeria. Your business is going global. Your business is going international. The anointing for international favor is resting upon you. You will receive favor from outside, not just within Nigeria. International favor is coming to you. I just saw something. I'm seeing a figure, 1 million naira. Somebody is receiving an alert of 1 million naira. I'm seeing another figure. I'm seeing 2.5 million. I'm seeing 10 million. Somebody, your first 10 million, your first 2.5 million, your first 1 million is dropping into your account. It's coming by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The money anointing is resting on you. The oil of wealth is resting on you. Somebody here, you have suffered frustration, cycle of failure. You try this business, it fails. You try this one, it fails. You try this one, it fails. The Lord is telling me to tell you, I'm anointed to tell you that negative cycle of failure and frustration in your business, that thing is broken. And I said to you, go and prosper. The next business you do will work. I power it to work. I power it to work. Receive the power to prosper. In your business, receive the power to prosper. In your finances, receive the power to prosper. In your family, receive the power to prosper. You will not fail again. You will not suffer frustration again. The yoke of hardship and hard life is broken. In the name of Jesus, your life will be soft. Your life will be easy. Receive grace for ease. No more hardship. No more hard life. No more bad luck. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish. You will prosper. Whatever you set your hands to do shall prosper. Where you were rejected before, the Lord said, go back, you will be accepted. Oh, I just saw someone. They turned down your proposal. The Lord said, go back again with this anointing for favor. Go back again with this anointing for favor. And you will be accepted. They will accept your proposal. I said they will accept your proposal. In the name of Jesus. I hear in my spirit the abundance of rain. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Somebody is moving from
from scarcity to surplus. This month you are moving from scarcity to surplus. You are moving from the realm of not enough to the realm of more than enough. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The anointing for overflow is resting upon you now. Is resting upon you now. The anointing for abundance, super abundance, is resting upon you now. No more lack. Your problems are over. The favor of God is terminating empty handedness. No more empty hands. I say no more empty hands. No more empty pockets. No more empty bank accounts. I prophesy to your household, to your storehouses, to your bank accounts, to your pockets, to your bags, to your purses. Be filled to overflow. Be filled to overflow. Money will meet money in your hands. Money will meet money in your bank account. In the name of Jesus.
Somebody is breaking forth forcefully into the million flow. Kasobo Teba, stretch forth your hands. The anointing will locate that person now. That anointing will come upon your hand. And I see the person scream. The person scream. I see the person scream. The anointing to break forth into the million flow. Let it come upon the person. Who is that person? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Help me locate the person. A tangible money anointing. In the name of Jesus. Take it now. I said take it now. Shalabakosu freteket. Help the person. I'm seeing two more persons. Two more persons. That tangible unction to break forth into the million flow is resting upon two more persons. Tangible anointing for wealth. Tangible money anointing. Kalabaka teke breke teke baya. Help them. Sheleke teke breke teke breke te. Ronde kebo kusifi labalaka teke breke te. You are breaking forth into the million flow. You are breaking forth into the million flow. Gabale to sebe letia. Power to get wealth. Shalebo kusataya. The anointing for wealth. I see the anointing released on their hands. It's coming upon their hands. The oil of wealth. Like fire, like electricity. Take it now. You are breaking forth. Busting forth. Enter. Wealth and riches are in your house. I say wealth and riches are in your house. Wealth and riches are in your house. God is raising kingdom financiers. God is raising financial heavyweight champions. God is raising kingdom financiers. The justice of Arimathias arising. There are people listening under the sound of my voice that the kind of money God will commit to your hands, it will beat Dangote. It will beat Elon Musk, hands down. It will beat the people that you see them topping Fox billionaires list. Your name will pop with a top here. Fox billionaires list, we have your name on top. In the name of Jesus.
Kingdom wealth giants are
Agadia. Some of you may not look like it right now. You may even be begging money, begging transport and food. You don't need to look like it to become it. The anointing will make you it. It will program your life. Shubalataya. I see the release of the anointing for wisdom. I see divine ideas by the wisdom of God. I see the spirit of excellence by the wisdom of God. The best students in departments are coming out from here. The best students in medical school, in law school, in faculties, in departments, they are rising from here. By the mantle of excellence, the spirit of excellence is coming upon you. The anointing for wisdom is resting upon you. No more foolishness. No more confusion. You will know what to do. You will know how to do it. You will know when to do it. In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God will program you for supernatural success, for greatness. Jesus, by this grace for wisdom, I see the ceaseless flow of divine ideas, concept and insight to you. It will flow like a river to your mind. Yes. As you walk on the road, it will come. Divine ideas, concept and insight. Creativity. Innovation. Some of you, I'm seeing somebody here. By that anointing, you will design an application. The wisdom of God will empower you. You will design an award-winning application. An award-winning application. Tech giants are rising. I said tech giants, technology giants. People that will humble Silicon Valley, they are rising from here. By the wisdom of God, they are rising. Giants are rising in technology that will humble the pride of nations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Your life will never remain the same. When you enter a genuine native doctor's shrine and enter where he keeps his idol, your life can never remain the same. There are demons that will follow you all the days of your life to spoil your life. There must be a rubbing off. Now it's the same thing. When you come into atmospheres like this, listen, atmospheres are prophetic implication. Atmospheres have prophetic significance. You cannot be in the presence of Jesus like this and your life comes up. There's something for you. Somebody should help you. Stretch forth your hands. The Lord is releasing upon you the anointing to prosper. The anointing for supernatural progress. You are not a poor man, you are a rich man. I'm seeing you counting dollars, counting monies, wealth and riches are in your house. In the name of Jesus, take it, take it, take it. The anointing to prosper, the anointing for supernatural progress. Go and conquer millions, go and conquer billions. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Can you go ahead and appreciate Jesus? This is not a meeting, it is an encounter with Jesus. Go ahead and appreciate Jesus. Go ahead and appreciate Jesus. You have entered. I'm telling you, you have entered. You will hear good news. After this service, you will hear. In fact, from this service, you will hear good news phone calls. want to prophesy over it. Miracle alerts are entering that phone. Faithful messages and phone calls are entering that phone. Good news messages and phone calls are entering your phone. In the name of Jesus, receive good news. Receive good news. Receive miracle alerts. Miracle text messages. Faithful messages. Faithful phone calls. You will celebrate. People will congratulate you. Listen, your miracle will make headline. Remarkable testimonies are coming your way. Major breakthroughs are coming your way. In the name of Jesus. And you shall testify. And make sure you testify. Close all ears bow. If you are here in this place and you know that I say all heads bow, all eyes close, you know that I didn't say sit down. Please stand up. Let's reference the presence of Jesus. Jesus is in this place. You know that you are here, you don't have a relationship with God, and you want to have a relationship with Jesus now. Or perhaps you are born again, but you are not serious. You backslid, you went back to the world, you are living a life that is not glorifying Jesus. You want to make your ways right. You want to return to the loving arms of your Father. You want to come to Jesus just like the prodigal son. Or you want to give your life to Christ. You are tired of a life of sin. You want Jesus to help you, Jesus to save you, and you want all this prayer and impartation of the power and the anointing to work for you. This is a very important moment. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your right hand. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you. God bless 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 you. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand. You can carry your Bible, your journal. Just come forward. Come to Jesus. Can you come to Jesus? Please come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Can you come to Jesus? Please, can you come to Jesus? Ushers, would you come? Let me direct them. Let me direct them. Encourage them. Can you celebrate Jesus? Celebrate Jesus. Still one more person. As I'm talking, Jesus, God is talking to your heart. The Holy Spirit is telling you to come. Join them. Join them. Don't listen to that voice telling you not to come. Please come and join them. Come and join them. There's one more person. God bless you. 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 This is the best decision you can ever make. I want you to, those of you front and those of you following online, and you want to give your life to Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Believe it, mean what you say, and say what you mean. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins, and on the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. I believe you died for me. I confess you as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for making me a new creature. In Jesus' name. Wow, congratulations. This is the best decision you can ever make. Now, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word, anyone that comes to you shall in no wise cast out. I decree and declare the yoke of sin and Satan is broken off their lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you for saving them. I release grace, great grace, to serve God, to live for God, to fulfill their divine calling, purpose, and destiny. In Jesus' name. Can you celebrate Jesus? Now, follow Pastor Marvin on suit.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.